out there in the land of Grummer. You guys have reached Jeff Indyke. Some final thoughts, maybe not the total last submission, but this is actually based off of idea number 9 from my first major submission to Classic Drummer, the Jeff Indyke Drum Clinic, and the article, all right, basically was in the issue, the October, November, December issue of 2005. So if you don't have article, you definitely need a right to get that. Get the Classic Drummer. You guys are right to contact Billy over there, and he'll get you out a copy. As a matter of fact, having a subscription, right, to the publication might be a nice idea, because I'm going to be doing continuing features in it. Plus, right, I mean, there are guys, right, like Louis Belson on the cover, so can't argue with that. You know, it's really a trip, right, but my article, if you turn over to the next page right after my article, guess who's right on the other page? Danny Serpin, which is, like, totally unbelievable. I can't believe, right, I'm on the backwards page to him. But anyway, talk a little bit about some things. If you guys have questions, would like to speak with me about anything, you guys are right to contact me at 516-263-9782. And the article is basically built off of original Bonham concepts, right, that I've done. So if you look up right in the section right of tapes available that I've done, you guys could see a whole lot of different things, right, that are available to the general public for consumption. So time to go to work. And thank you, Danny, for inviting me up here as a wonderful sponsor. So here we go, and also Danny, right, did the transcriptions on this, so pretty cool. Away I go. I think, right, where I want to go, right, with idea number 9. First off, right, I'm automatically, right, changing the value from 1, 2, 3, 4, 0, 4, 0, 4 to 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. So it immediately has that relationship, right, of sort of more of a rock 16 feel. Go right with this today, because I want to give you guys a right some improvisations built a right off of the zap, boom, bam, boom. Now I'm going to do two things. I'm going to go from zap, boom, bam, boom. Now there, right, we have more rhythmical feel. So. So then, right, I actually take the eighth notes and kind of make them more into a rhythmical type of a fashion. Now, the other place where I want to go with it is I want to add an extended eighth note. So in other words, we have 1 and 2 and 3 and, and then zip the bum. Now that, the right, was one of the, that wasn't one of the written themes. So I'm actually, right, rewriting a system, more of an improvisational variation there. So again, 1 and 2 and 3. I like the relaxing sensation of it. It has kind of like a, when you get it going. Let me give you 3 measures of rhythm and then kind of cut into it. By the way, I don't know if you caught that. There's a right from the Drum Radio submission of Stairway to Heaven, where I talked a little bit about playing the one and the two and the three and the four, but I'm doing it right rhythmically. So instead of one and the two and the three and the four, I'm playing it up against the rhythmical line. One and the two and the three and the four. It's a whole other topic within itself, but it really sounds awesome. Now, let me go back I'm in kind of sort of a fragmenting mood today. So I think I'm going to go right with that sort of emotional spirit. You'll notice, right, that I think right what really sounds also too good, right, aside right from the we'll double up the last two as I was doing in a few of the segments. Interesting, interesting. Okay, so that's, kind of right, just doubling that up. Now, the other thing, right, that I wanted to say, now we're going to going back, right, to the one and two and seven and four, is instead of one and two and, I love, right, the influence, right, of the Comedy Pieces Realistic Rock book. And in that book, there were pre-notions of as a matter of fact, well, that was one of the actual quotes of the book, in that book. So I'm sure Carmine would mind me actually quoting it here. Carmine's up on Drum Radio, by the way. He does write some pretty cool segments. So in any event, that attitude. Now, so we're going to go. It's a little bit separated. And I like to kind of think of it as two separate feels. Gotta give a little bit of a rhythmical emotion on it. So let me. Also, right, I think doubling it up would be hip. I'm gonna slow down a little bit. Quite nice, or it also too. So the doubling feel, just a slower sort of attitude. And I think, right, finally, since right, I've kind of gotten into that zeppo bedeppo feel, that's gonna sound right, really nice, right, all the way across. I just wanted to give you sort of a demonstration upon it. definitely a ride, sort of, I like it a ride kind of by itself. So I just wanted to make sure that you guys understand the impact of it. It's a really tremendous, tremendous sort of idea. Now, the other thing that might be here, if you want to actually turn it around and actually take the Bonham triplet, and then go the other way. So, one, and two, and three, and four, and two, and two, and two, and three, and four, and two, and two. Now that's a little bit different. So I did around a couple of things, and notice around that triplet leg, which kind of had around a little bit around of a Tony Williams sort of influence to it. I'm going to kind of finish with a little improv now, built off of that Latinish leg. Hope you guys got a kick out of this. Now, I'm going to improvise a little bit here. Have some fun, so to speak. One more time. Ending. It seems to me, right, like I might have ended that a little bit earlier, but I'm gonna keep that take because it had like a real comical kind of an attitude to it. So I'm gonna let that be a take, even though, right, I think the phrasing at the end, right, might have been a little short, right, at the end of the system. But really good to be here, and I want you guys to know, right, that I'm primarily doing a lot of improv here, and I wanted these articles to kind of come to life. Maybe not right with 100% perfection, but more of an emotion right on things. And I'm pretty proud of this. I'm not sure if this is actually going to be the last submission, but this is actually based off of the last number of the first article. So it's really been good to be here, and I want you guys to definitely email Danny and let the Classic Drummer know, right, your inputs are right upon the things right that I did, and there's been a lot more to come. So Jeff Indyke here, very good to be here. Thank you so much. Thank you again, Danny Britt, for a wonderful invitation. It's good to be here. The professor has spoken. Thank you.